Today I'm hosting a industry mock redraft league. I don't know what we're calling it. I think this is the first time we've ever done it. This is the Balls Deep podcast. Let's go. Where's my button? Balls Deep. I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Got something loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter at AdamKing91 and on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, X, not Blue Sky yet. We are part of the Old Man Squad. Follow them at Old Man Squad or go and chase down Dan Bespris. So I get a lot of questions. I know analysts get a lot of questions about how do we view players now? We're a month into the season. Should I have drafted Joel Embiid? How high, where do we see Dyson Daniels now? Is he top 50? Is he top 100? So we get a lot of questions. I thought, well, let's answer those questions with an industry mock draft based on what we know now, our opinions now. So we've got 12 analysts. I will bring it up. We don't need me that big, do we? Honestly, we don't need me at all. Yes, 45-second picks, so it should only take about an hour, no more than an hour. Let me just move that some of those pictures off the screen. Don't need to see them so you can see the draft board. So I'll go through the – I'm not in the draft, so it means I can actually comment on the picks, that sort of thing. But let's get started because these guys are pressed for time. I'll just let them know. Starting now. Hopefully everyone's in here. Not everyone is green, but I do have a Twitter chat going with everyone. Let me just check. No one has put in. Yep, okay. And a heads up, my internet connection is pretty dodgy. So if the show drops out, if it cuts out, whatever, I apologize and I'll do a recap show if I need to. But let's get the draft going. And hopefully we're in here. So we've got Eric Ong, Steve St. Pierre from Menace Podman, Fantasy Trash Talk, Noah Rubin, D-Mac, Dan Titus, Puppy Roy, Scott Keller, Alex Barutha, Kayla Fonte, Joel Bartolotta, and Thunder Dan. Palio. So Jokic goes first. That's probably not a surprise, given what we've seen this season. But Wemby still goes at two, so we're still comfortable taking Wemby at two. So, I mean, what we want to look at here is where does Halliburton go? Where does Embiid go? Who else? Anthony Davis. Anthony Edwards probably hasn't lived up to expectations. So does he fall a bit? How low does Chet go now that he's out for a significant period of time. And I can see questions. Yes, I am sorry that we had to do this at the start of the first game, but we're all around the world, so we had to find a time that works for everyone. What is the song and intro? I have no idea, to be honest. B-Dub set that up. I will find out. Yeah, I'd go Cam Thomas if you're checking, if you're deciding between my face and Cam Thomas's mid-range. Go mid-range all the way. All right, who have we got so far? I don't need to look over there. I can look here. So we had, as I said, we had Jokic, Wemby, one and two. Shea going at three, AD at four. That's where I was taking him to start the season, so I'm okay with that. Luka at five, Tatum at six, Giannis at seven. So no real big changes yet. Matt Carmody asked, how high will Jalen Williams go? Let's see. Top 20. There's our first maybe surprise. LaMelo Ball goes at number 8. James Harden at 9. Interesting. So we're viewing LaMelo as a first rounder, which I always have. I was very comfortable taking him early second, pairing him with someone like a Trae Young. where does Trae Young go here? Let's see. But James Harden at nine, he's settled into that. Kayla might take Dyson 10th. So where's Noah picking? So Noah is about as high on Dyson as me. So he is there. Okay, so 20. So that's 24, 5, 6, 7, 8. So Noah's at pick 28 and then 44. He might take him at 44 if he's there. Let's see, though. Kyle took Melo 9th in the World Cup. He might have. LaMelo was going, he was climbing. He was going slightly higher. Halliburton at 11. Okay. Interesting. I thought he might fall outside the first round, but Joel comfortable taking him at 11. And yes, Kat at 10 to Kayla is another decision we weren't seeing before the season, but Towns has been really good. Yes, there is your answer. So, yeah, Halliburton, first rounder. I don't know if I'd be taking him first round. Maybe. Sabonis at 12, that's about where he was going, so no real change there. So I would say if we're looking at some changes thus far, LaMelo has probably climbed a bit. Harden has climbed. Towns has climbed. Halliburton dropped slightly. And we've got no sign of Embiid yet. No sign of Edwards, Trae Young. There goes Steph Curry ahead of Trae Young as well. No Donovan Mitchell. They're probably the names. And I know I'm just basing this off rank because that's all you can do in Fantrax. I can't look at preseason ADP or anything here. So this is just from memory as to where players were going. I thought there was a chance we might see a resurgence on LeBron because of how good and relatively healthy. Yeah, look, I think he's probably going to go. I mean, if I had to look at these names here, and what are we at? Well, there goes Jalen Williams. So there's our answer. Jalen Williams goes at pick 16. So, yes, inside the top 20, just after Trae Young. Yeah, we want to see where Josh Hart, Dyson Daniels, Norm Powell. Yeah, this injury for Norm Powell is not ideal, but no, hopefully not significant. There goes Donovan Mitchell. So Trae Young, that's probably about where he was going, maybe slightly down. Şengün went at 13, so I think people are pretty comfortable taking him there. He was, I want to say his preseason ADP was lower than that, maybe in the 20s. So he's probably climbed. Actually, you guys can't see this, but let me just bring up. I'm set 9K Yahoo ADP. Okay, so if I sort by Yahoo ADP, actually, I better have a look at all players because we might get some. All right, so Şengün's preseason Yahoo ADP was 27, so he's gone at 13, so he's gone up about a round. Edwards preseason ADP was 10, and he has dropped. This is a much better range for Edwards in that 20 range. He goes at 18. Jalen Williams has obviously climbed there. His ADP would have been down here in the 30s. Yeah, 36, so significantly up for him. Scotty Barnes, that's about where he was going, I think, so no real change there. Donovan Mitchell, no huge change. Kyrie Irving, 26 was his ADP. He goes slightly earlier than that. He has been pretty healthy thus far. Kevin Durant goes at 21. He was going at 19. So similar sort of range, which I think is fine for KD. Still no sign of Joel Embiid. I wonder where he'll go. Where do we think? All right, there's questions here while I was off the screen. Of course there is. Şengün makes a lot of sense. 12 is kind of true. Yeah, Yeah, look, it's a tough spot there, picking on the turn. So if you want center, and Dan has gone for Sabonis and Şengün back to back, so locking up the big men. He does still get kicked around by Udoka a little bit. Mitchell too high. Yeah, I mean, where's Donovan Mitchell? I mean, he's currently ranked 21. He goes at, where did he go? He went at 17. His preseason ADP was 17. I think this is, like, he's a very safe player there. He doesn't have that upside of some of these guys like Trae Young, Steph Curry. So, yeah, I think relatively safe. So let me go through some picks here after, where are we? So Scotty Barnes, I said he went at 19. Then we had Kyrie, Kevin Durant, Damian Lillard at 22, Derek White at 23. That's interesting. Where is Derek White? So his ADP was 48. So people have, well, who took him? Steve. Okay, so Steve Menace Podman took Derek White. Interesting. Punting points, obviously. He's gone Wemby, Derek White, and Fred Van Fleet. De'Aaron Fox goes at 24, Jalen Brunson at 25, Fred Van Fleet at 26, Jalen Johnson at 27, and Franz Wagner at 28. There we go. There's Franz. Franz's ADP was 46. This is obviously boosted by what he's been doing without Paolo there, which is going to continue for a little while. And then he'll settle back back into being option, well, 2 or 1B. His rank is currently 14. But if we remember back to the start of the season, it was the Paolo show. So that will change a little bit. Cade Cunningham goes at 29. He's been really good this year. That's about where he was going, in that 30 range. There goes LeBron at 30. That's maybe slightly lower than I thought LeBron would go. His ADP was, where are you, LeBron James? Can't I see him? 24. So interesting that he's going lower than where he was going preseason. I would have thought, as we said in the chat there, that given his health, he probably would have climbed a little bit. Anyway, LeBron at 30, Embiid at 31. Oh, let me take that off the screen. Embiid at 31 to Puppy Roy. I guess that's fine. I just wouldn't draft him at all. I mean, he's out again today for knee maintenance and he didn't even play yesterday. So, yeah, he looks, I'm not going to say he looks cooked because he doesn't. He's still playing well, but mobility-wise, he looks like an old man getting up and down the court. So not for me. I won't put all these comments up on the screen, but I will read them. Embiid and Zion probably gone into do not draft zone. Yeah, they are for me too. And Kawhi, I think we forgot Kawhi even still plays. White's interesting. He's one of those guys that he'll end as a top sort of 25 player, but he'll only average 15 points. He just does so much other stuff. So we've had LeBron, Joel Embiid, Evan Mobley, Bam Adebayo. So a couple of centers going off the board there. Devin Booker goes at 34. I feel like that's probably lower than where he was going at 21. So about a round lower. So we are seeing some shifts here. Mobley. Where's Mobley? So Mobley's ADP was 38. He goes a little bit higher. Maxey goes at 35. Yeah, that's interesting. I would have thought, so Maxey goes after Brunson. I might even have Maxey ahead of Brunson, just with the Embiid issues, the Paul George sort of ongoing stuff. Brunson's looked good for me, but not, he hasn't taken any steps forward. I don't know. I think they're pretty close, but interesting that Brunson goes ahead of Maxey there. Yeah, and look, yeah, so, I mean, Ozzy says here that Booker, very low, people reacting to too much, early season takes and form and all sorts of things. And that's always going to happen. In any exercise like this, there's going to be recency bias. Pascal Siakam goes at 36. Jaren Jackson at 37. So I'd say, I mean, for me, probably the biggest surprises, or well, not necessarily surprises, but players that have sort of gone too high, too low, or significantly higher or lower than where they were going in the preseason. LaMelo going at 8, a bit higher than he was going. Harden, Towns, so probably those three. And they have all played well, so not surprising. Şengün also going higher than he was going in the preseason. Jalen Williams, we knew he would. He goes at 16. Then we're sort of settling into a nice range there. Derek White, maybe too high, but in certain builds, that's probably about right. De'Aaron Fox, who's looked really good, goes at 24. Jalen Johnson, we had some concerns with him early in the season, but he's settled in very nicely. Franz Wagner, obviously there's some recency bias there from Noah, just with the way he's been playing, but he is a good player. He's a very good player. So even once Paolo comes back, this opportunity that Franz has had to be the alpha on the team is only going to do them good. No, Jordan Poole. I'm just reading through the comments. No Jordan Poole yet. No Dyson Daniels yet. Noah is coming up. We'll see. I mean, I don't know if any of the analysts are actually watching along with this. No idea. Jaren Jackson went at 37. Okay, so Jaren Jackson, Markkanen went at 38, followed by Vooch, Ja Morant, DeMar DeRozan. Vooch, another one. He is Noah is watching. Where are we? Vooch, his preseason ADP. So he fell a bit in the preseason. His ADP was 55, and he goes in the fourth round here at 39, so around-ish higher. And he, again, he has been very good. We just don't know what the Bulls' plans are here long-term, but he has been really good. We've had, so DeRozan, DeJounte Murray go. He is about to come back from injury. He goes at pick 42, followed by Garland, Jarrett Allen, and Brandon Miller. Miller, another one who has had a really good start to the season. His ADP was 64, so he's also bumped up about a round. Jimmy Butler, it's fine. I mean, he's not really someone I target. I feel like this is sort of where he was going. Yeah, he was at 45 in the preseason. Miles Turner goes at 47. That's about right. No center there, obviously, or backup center. Well, Moses Brown, but Turner playing career. Oh, actually, well, I haven't checked his minutes. I'm assuming he's potentially playing a career high in minutes. Yeah, Vooch at 39. Josh, Josh won't be watching, but yes, he has thoughts on Vooch. Vooch has been killing. Yeah, Kayla. So Kayla must have taken. But yeah, Kayla did take Vooch. Look, hopefully the Bulls don't burn you. I mean, if they keep rolling him out there, he's looked good. We don't know what their plans are. The Bulls often defy logic and try to push for that play-in spot. So if they continue to do that, then Vooch probably holds value rest of season. We had Desmond Bain at 48, Dyson Daniels at 49 to Eric Ong. So he is a top 50 player. There's the answer to that question. Paul George goes at 50. That is lower. How high was Paul George going in the preseason? He was going at 35. So these injuries, yes, Eric, you made Noah sad by taking Dyson Daniels. These injuries to Paul George are a bit worrying. Jaylen Brown goes next. Noah is on the clock now. No Dyson Daniels for him, sadly. Daniels at 49 is too high. Yeah, look, for some it is. I think it's he is one of those players that is a little bit subjective. A lot of his value is tied to defensive stats. Steve said he was going to take Daniels at 50 anyway. So Suggs has more offensive upside compared to him. Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure. I think Daniels has a lot of untapped offensive, not necessarily upside, but we're just not sure what he is as an offensive player yet. So at currently, yes, I do think Suggs is a better offensive player. And Suggs goes at 53. So there you go. Suggs and Daniels going very similar in terms of range. Jamal Murray goes at 54. And Jordan Poole did go at 52. So coming into the season, I think we had sort of Jordan Poole and Cam Thomas in a bucket together, given what we saw and what we expected from Poole last season. But Thomas was going ahead of Poole in just about every draft. And now Poole has gone. I don't know where Thomas is going to go here, but Poole has already gone off the board. Garland went too low. Yeah, maybe. I mean, Garland has been really good this year. I think people are still a little bit cautious. He went at 43, so nice value there. After Jamal Murray, we had Mikal Bridges at 55 and Rudy Gobert at 56. So still no Chet, which is probably not that surprising. Paolo, he may go soon because he could be back in, I don't know, 3 weeks. Zion, we got word this morning that he is out, well, maybe forever, who knows. Quickly is out for another 3 weeks. Miles Bridges is out with an aggravation of his knee injury. Yeah, there's not really anyone jumping off the page here as guys that I'm surprised haven't gone yet. We had, yeah, Jamal Murray, Mikal Bridges, Rudy Gobert, Tyler Hero, Emmanuel Quickly, Brandon Ingram. It's a pretty boring section of the draft, to be honest. We've got Zach LaVine in here. He's played well. He might go relatively soon. Jalen Duren was going in this range in the preseason and will not go in this range now. I can almost guarantee that. Josh Giddey was also going in the, I feel like in the 60s or 70s, 69. He is not going to go at 69. Okay. Yeah, look, yeah, Duren, my biggest lot, probably at this stage, he is. I like to stay positive and think that he will turn it around at some point, but he has just been a non-factor. When Isaiah Stewart is playing over you, there's some concerns. Zach LaVine did go there when I, just as I mentioned his name, he goes at 60. OG Anunoby, Julius Randle. Cam Thomas might come off the board soon. Who else have we got in here? Kobe White sitting here. Depends how far people are going down this board. Ivica Zubac, he's been really good. So we'll see where he was sort of going in that 90 range. We'll see if he goes higher. There goes Paolo at 64 to Alex Berutha. I might even get a couple of these guys on my show over the next week and we'll just chat about values and why they drafted players and why they didn't draft players. RJ Barrett is an interesting one. We'll see where he goes. He's been really good in terms of production. And his rank is always not necessarily reflective of what he's doing because of his free throw percentage, but he's been really good. But the return of obviously Scotty Barnes and eventually Emmanuel Quickly will hurt him. So we'll see where he goes. There goes Cam Thomas after Miles Bridges. And Ivica Zubac goes at 67. So like we thought, probably about two rounds higher than he was going in the preseason. Chet Holmgren then goes to DMAC. Yeah, okay. I mean, this is a, what are we, in the sixth round? It's probably a bit higher than I'd go on him, but I mean, we know the upside. It's more just the uncertainty around this time frame. It wasn't a common injury, so we can't just go, oh yeah, it's an ankle sprain. He'll be back in 4 weeks. So there's some risk there, but certainly a lot of upside. Porzingis, good comparison there. Porzingis, on the other hand, we know is pretty close to returning and probably has similar upside to Chet. So I would rather go Porzingis there, given he's, a month to 6 weeks ahead of Chet Holmgren. Isaiah Hartenstein, who just returned from injury, he goes at 70. CJ McCollum at 71. Ozzy asks, I wonder if Keegan Murray will go undrafted. I don't think he'll go undrafted. I think he will be picked. But yes, he has been very disappointing. Yes, Hartenstein just went. So Hartenstein went at 70. I mean, I was taking Hartenstein in the that range with Jalen Duren in the sort of 50s, 60s in the preseason. And yeah, as we've established, Duren was a bit of a loss there. But I think based on what we saw in the first game, Hartenstein is going to feature prominently for this team and could put together a top 40 run. His ADP was 82. So, yeah, he is going a little bit higher. Timing, obviously, is a thing here because he's just come back from injury. CJ McCollum, Norm Powell goes at pick, 72, followed by Josh Hart, Chris Paul, Kawhi Leonard, and Walker Kessler. So a couple of injured guys there. Josh Hart, who's had a good start to the season after a pretty ordinary preseason. His ADP would be... No, I don't want... Oh, I can't even see him. Why can't I see him? Oh, I don't know what he was anyway. Maybe if I type... Oh, there's Josh Hart. 117 was Josh Hart's ADP. So he has climbed significantly. There goes Jalen Duren at 77. So that is a fall from grace. Indeed. His ADP was 54. So two rounds lower. Devin Vassell, who is potentially back for their next game or the game after, both he and Wemby, I think, were upgraded to questionable maybe. So they're very close to returning, which is great because I have Vassell in a couple of teams. So Vassell at 78. So we are midway now through the seventh round. I think I set this up as a 6-7, maybe like a 10 starters, or I don't know what I, probably 10. Anyway, that's fairly standard. So we are still picking our active roster. Tobias Harris goes at 79, Austin Reeves at 80. There goes Kobe White at 81. Miles going high here. Really surprised Brandon Miller outplayed him. Yeah, Miles Bridges, Josh put something on Twitter and I sort of retweeted that and said that, and he talks about it a lot, more than me, but the fact that players do come back from injury too soon. We see them aggravate hamstrings. Apparently, Bridges landed on someone's foot, which aggravated his knee injury. But you have to wonder whether he was at 100%, as we always do with these aggravations of injuries. People coming back from knee injuries. Paul George, again, not could have been luck, but he did come back and aggravate this knee injury. So anyway, I digress. Aiden asks, should I hold Herb Jones? Nah. I don't think he's a must-roster player. I mean, having Zion out helps, but he's steals only, really. So, I mean, if you can afford to hold him, by all means, go ahead. But I don't think he has this tremendous upside where he needs to be rostered. I don't think he's even taking contact yet. So he is still a couple of weeks away, I think. Where are we? Coby White. So John Collins, who has been very good to start the season, goes at 82. Claxton at 83. Trey Murphy at 84. And into the eighth round. Now, I don't know how many rounds I even did. 14, probably 14. I mean, that's our standard sort of settings. DeAndre Ayton, he's already been injured a lot. I think, but that's probably okay. I mean, per game, that's fine. But he's out with this thumb thing and always seems to have something going on. And honestly, I just don't know how motivated he is to be out there. So Michael Porter had a very good year. That's a good spot for him. Josh Giddey, so we talked about him going much later. He goes at 87, followed by Brook Lopez at 88. Who have we got sitting in here that's probably going to come up soon? Cam Johnson was sort of a popular late round target. He's been really good, so he will probably go slightly earlier. Still no Amen Thompson, still no Tari Eason. So we will find out where people are viewing them. No Shaedon Sharpe. Haven't had any rookies yet come off the board, have we? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think we've had any rookies. So we've got Jared McCain, who's been playing really well. Klingon has been better. Zach Edey, who's out, he was playing better. Carrington has been good. So we might get some rookies coming off the board soon. There goes Christian Brown, who's been a top... I feel like he's been top 50. Brown, he is the 51st ranked player and his ADP was 137. So sitting in the middle here, he goes at 91 and there goes Tari Eason at 92 to DMACC. Noah back on the clock. He goes with Amen Thompson. So they go back to back inside the top 100. That's about right. That's where I was taking Amen to start the season and that looked pretty stupid for a while. But he has settled nicely into his bench role, as has Tari Eason. Thank God they're playing Tari Eason and not who's that guy? I can't even think of his name now, who was getting minutes for Houston for no reason. I don't know. I'd have to look at their depth chart to even remember. So that's how important he was to me. There goes Cam Johnson. So I just talked about him going a lot higher than he did in the preseason. He goes inside the top 100 at 94. Kyrie ruled out for tonight's game. Okay, yeah, I can't check injuries, obviously, at the moment. And it's too late to go and add players because games have started. So that's nice of them to rule him out late. But we'll get more of Quinton Grimes and Jaden Hardy tonight. Jayshon Tate, that is who I mean. Thank you, Albert. Jayshon Tate not playing, which is good. Good to see. Oh, and Ozzy had Jayshon Tate as well. Yeah, you see, you guys are on it. Is Malik Monk a good pickup? He's fine. Him, Herder, Ellis, it's a bit of a timeshare, a bit of a mishmosh. So, I think if you want to add him, if you just need some points and assists, he's okay. But I don't see him as a guy you need to go out of your way to chase down. All right, where were we up to? Brown, Eason, Thompson, Cam Johnson. So Al Horford, there goes Bilal Coulibaly. He has been good this year as well. Into the ninth round now. Steve, just in the chat here, Steve St. Pierre, guys tore it up in round eight, took everyone that he was eyeing. So, yes, he was picking at the back end. So he probably had, I mean, if I'm going through those names, he probably had Brown, Eason, Thompson, Johnson. They're all sort of not sleepers, but they're guys that don't necessarily come with all that attention that you hope at least one of them is going to fall to you. But when you're in a draft where everyone knows what they're doing, those guys are often on multiple lists. There goes Keegan Murray. So I think we asked earlier, was he going to go undrafted? He goes at pick 97. To Eric Ong, I was fairly certain he would be drafted. this probably feels about right. I know he's been pretty bad the last. Oh, no, I don't want that. So Keegan Murray this season is the 107th ranked player, and he goes at pick, 97. So it's about right, because I think we might look at this as sort of his floor with what he's been doing. And I do think that despite you may think the opposite, with guys like DeRozan and Sabonis and these guys out, I think it actually makes Keegan's job a lot harder. So I think when they come back, which is probably going to be, or I think it is in their next game, Murray might actually get some more open shots and be a little bit better than he has been. There goes Alex Saar. So first rookie off the board, I think, at 98, Draymond Green at 99, and RJ Barrett 100. So Barrett doesn't technically go inside the top 100, but sort of. Dennis Schroeder at 101, Buddy Hield at 102. All right, let me just scroll back up here. Let's have a look at some names. So Zion, no one's still going near Zion. D'Angelo Russell, speaking of players that might go undrafted, probably not. I think Russell would be someone that someone will at least target with a second or last round pick. No Nurkic. Jabari Smith is in that Russell conversation, although he has been better the last couple of games. So Scoot Henderson. I think, did I see a Scoot? Okay, so maybe Kyrie isn't out tonight. I'm just reading through some of the comments. Someone was speculating they could rest him with Jokic out, and the reporter ran. Good reporting there. Well done. So if Jokic is out, is that what we're saying? Jokic is out tonight? That's a bummer for one of my teams. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, Aussie says no, Kyrie is playing. Okay. Where did we get up to? Buddy Hield, 102. Jaden Ivey at 103. Tyus Jones at 104. I mean, once you get into this range, if someone was going at 120 and they're now picked at 100, there's no real significant shift there in value. Anywhere beyond 100, it's the difference is so small. Drew Holiday at 106, he's been pretty underwhelming. I don't think we were expecting too much from him, but I don't want to look at Aaron Holiday, I want Drew Holiday. So Drew's ADP was 80. So, yeah, not surprising he goes outside the top 100, as does Kyle Kuzma. Hasn't found a shot he doesn't like yet. So who else have we got in here? A lot of these players now that we're looking at have probably underperformed or not played in Middleton's case. So Middleton's still there. Terry Rozier, Valanciunas, Colin Sexton. And these were guys that I'm sort of thinking were going in that 100 range. Derek Lively's still sitting there. He might go soon. No one's sort of jumping off the board as like a huge bargain in this range. Shaedon Sharp is there. Yeah, there's not a lot. It's very different, actually. I'm not drafting, but it's a different mindset when you're drafting before the season. It's all unknown. You don't know. You've got all these hopes for what these players might be able to do. And now we know, or we have a bit of an idea, and so you look at a lot of these guys and go, I just don't think they're as exciting as I did a month ago. There are obviously a few players that we've seen and we probably go, oh, okay, they're better than I thought, but I think there's a lot more that, like Kuminga is a good example. He was someone that I was happy to take in the sort of 100 range, and I thought, okay, he's going to be a push to be a 20-point scorer. He's going to play big minutes. And now you look at him and go, oh, 15 minutes, 17 minutes a night, 12 points. Mark Williams, we thought, okay, he's healthy. What can we get from him? And now it's like, he's just injured all the time. So I'm not surprised that this portion of the draft is actually taking a bit longer because it's not an exciting time to be drafting. We have got What have we got? Questions. It's always any fun Friday night when you need to decide between Jarris Walker and Chris Dunn. 20 minutes to tip off and your 30-team dynasty had a blockbuster trade of Eubanks for Fultz. God. Poor Markel Fultz. Look, I'm glad that my show can prevent your brain from melting. Peyton Pritchard, someone who wasn't drafted anywhere. Benedict Mathurin, who was probably taken the last round pick. So these are some of the guys that we've seen a bit more from. We're reasonably excited. Zion went, well, let's go back a bit. Where did we get up to? Drew Holiday, Kuzma. So Zion went with the last pick of the ninth round, although it does look as though, Thunder Dan's timer expired. And I said it's a tough portion of the draft because your mind is always looking for upside. And so many of these guys, we've seen them for a month now, and it's hard to go, I think there's upside here. For anyone, because there's a reason that they are outside the top 100, and that's because they're not one top 100 players. So we had Zion, then we had Dan Gafford, Yusuf Nurkic, Aaron Gordon, Benedict Mathurin, Peyton Pritchard, Jabari Smith, Onyeka Okongwu, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Grady Dick, Derek Lively. So I like Lively there. Dalton Connect, another guy that wasn't drafted anywhere except for Josh in the industry pickup because he threw him in there as a joke. But Connect's been really good. I haven't looked at Josh's team. I can almost guarantee you he got rid of him straight away. And now he's wishing that he held him. There goes Kuminga at 120. So Eric Ong still likes what he sees from Jonathan Kuminga. So now we're into the 11th round and I think we're going, 14th. So this, I probably should have done 12 rounds, to be honest. There goes Mark Williams. Eric Ong really being an optimist there with Keegan Murray, Jonathan Kuminga, Mark Williams. I like it. I like to see some upside. Jared McCain, another guy that wasn't being drafted. So we are starting to see some players that weren't typically going in standard leagues. Donovan Klingon, I think he probably was drafted, actually. He was probably taken with a Klingon. 141 was his ADP. So, yes, he was. Shaedon Sharpe goes next. Still no D'Angelo Russell. Still no Terry Rozier. Chris Middleton. Who else have we got that was absolutely being drafted? Mike Conley will be an interesting one, whether he goes. Ben Simmons, been pretty up and down. Melton won't get drafted. And then we're into the scrubs sort of down the bottom. No one's that exciting down there. I'd love for Musa Diabate to be drafted, but he won't. But that would be nice. So we had Shaedon Sharpe, fourth pick of the 11th round, Valanciunas Aldama, Keyonte George, make sure I've got the right one there, PJ Washington. Aldama's interesting because we know that he is going to fall off at some point, but he's, as I said, we are into the bench now. So theoretically, once you get into this range, you're drafting players that you are prepared to part ways with, and Aldama definitely fits that bill. If the Grizzlies get healthy and Aldama goes back to 16 minutes a night, you drop him and you grab someone off waivers. Bub Carrington, Naz Reid. Bub Carrington putting together a good rookie season. I think I did see some rookie sort of betting kind of things, and I think Jared McCain is potentially front runner for Rookie of the Year at the moment. I'm not sure. It's been a tight battle, which is good. We often don't see that. There goes Terry Rozier, 11th pick in the 11th round, so that's, 131. Rozier has been very underwhelming. I think he was good for a week, if that, and then he's just been bad, dealing with a foot injury, but I think coming back today maybe. There goes Clint Capella, who surprisingly has... Okongwu went ahead of Capella, not by much. maybe a bit surprising because Capella has been pretty good and they haven't been leaning into Okongwu like we thought they might. Just going to bring up some player news here because, as we are aware, we do have games going on. So I will just check any injury reports, anything like that. Oh, Daniel Tice is starting, so Ivanisi must be out. Anthony Simons is back, so let's see how Shaden Sharp goes tonight. No Filipowski. Yeah, Devin Vassell, Wembanyama are close to returning. Alfred Payton still starting. Okay. Brandon Boston off the bench. I don't mind that for Brandon Boston. I think he's had a lot of pressure on him starting, so I don't mind him coming off the bench. If you're holding him, don't just think, oh, okay, his role is done. There goes D'Angelo Russell. So we had Denny Avdija went with the first pick of the 12th round. Jeremy Grant, Lou Dort. And Kayla Fonte and D'Angelo Russell. Kayla taking Lou Dort. There you go. That's peak. I don't know what I want to say it is, but drafting Lou Dort. Mm-hmm. Clay Thompson. Ugh. Yeah, fine. There's got to be guys here with more upside than Clay Thompson, surely. I think I'd rather go Sexton, honestly. But I'm just not a Clay guy either, so that's probably just partly me being a negative Nelly. There goes Zach Edey at 138. I think that's good value, assuming he can come back from his injury soon. Eve Missy goes to Dan Titus at 139. He's been all right this season. Rob Williams... upside. I mean, we've seen him, he's looked good when he's on the court, but we're just waiting for that next injury. Asar Thompson, who is questionable, I believe, for whenever they play next, tomorrow. So that's good to see. He's close. He's not going to hit his straps until probably December, maybe mid-December. But good to see him cleared and almost back on the court. Stephon Castle, Ty Jerome. So, as I said, we are in that range now where you're almost drafting waiver wire targets or streamers, that sort of thing. And if you look through this, if I was to scroll through this list and look for players that I would say are must roster, there's not a lot. Maybe Bobby Portis, maybe Dante DiVincenzo, anyone else? Maybe Ben Simmons. Yeah, that's sort of it. Yeah, no one's jumping off the page here as players that have to be rostered. So we are really just looking now at upside. Let's take a flyer, stash, someone who's got a good schedule, that sort of thing. So we did have Herb Jones who goes at 144. Bobby Portis, Noah Clowney, Zachary Risacher. Still no Middleton. Not surprising, I don't think. Jeremy Sochan is someone I'd be probably looking at here in this range if I was drafting because his is not a long-term injury and he looked really good. So he'd certainly be someone I'd be drafting here and throwing straight into my IR spot. Peyton Watson obviously has benefited from the Aaron Gordon injury. Chris Middleton goes there to DMAC. Did he take... I thought he took someone else. Chet, did he take Chet? He did take Chet, yeah. So he's got a couple of IR fillers there. Taking our time, Isaiah Stewart goes to Dan Titus, someone else who wasn't drafted. Colin Sexton still sitting there is interesting. I think he's been okay. There goes Sochan to Puppy Roy. Nice pickup there. Trace Jackson Davis floating around, but again, not someone I think needs to be rostered. It's pretty depressing. Again, it is weird. Like we're drafting 4 or 5 weeks into the season, so in the preseason, this area, I love this area of a draft because there's there's upside. We're looking at players and what's their role going to be. Now we're drafting with certainty. You look at this range and you think, how is this guy even going to help me? Because we've seen a month of them doing very little. So after Sochan went Alex Caruso, Anthony Black. There goes Colin Sexton to Kayla. I mean, if I was drafting, I'd be looking at, I guess DiVincenzo here. This is where Taylor Hendricks was going in the preseason, but obviously not now. And, I'd just switch on your auto draft and go and make a coffee. It's pretty, pretty depressing. I'm trying to find any upside here at all. Tamani Kamara's there. I mean, he's been solid enough. I'd probably take him here. He's got a pretty set role for the team. Goga. I mean, Wendell Carter seems to be questionable every game. So do you just take Goga here and roll him out for a week until Carter is back? Notable guys that haven't been drafted. Dante would be at the top of that list. Marcus Smart, Mike Conley. Still no Ben Simmons. Well, there goes Ben Simmons now to Joel. Wendell Carter hasn't been touched yet. Andrew Wiggins is very interesting, actually. I didn't even see his name there. He is someone I think is must roster. So I'm surprised that Andrew Wiggins hasn't gone yet. He's been really good. I don't know. And there goes Wiggins. Alex is either listening or he just found him. Wiggins, Andrew. Oh, no, I don't want to do it here. I want to do it here. So Andrew Wiggins is the 102nd ranked player this season. 16.2 points, 4.4 rebounds, 2.3 assists, 1.7 combined blocks and steals. And the free throws are pretty low. Like there's, I think he's a nice get here. Mike Conley does go to Scott Keller, Goga Bitadze. Scottie Pippen Jr. goes to Dan Titus. Really getting towards the back end of this thing now. DMAC on the clock. He's going to go. Jaden McDaniels, he has been playing well. He is a perfect example of someone that you would be drafting here with a view to dropping in about a week when he forgets how to score. Wendell Carter, like I said, questionable seemingly every night. Are they just pulling a Charlotte here and he may never come back? I don't think that's the case. Orlando are pretty good with their injury reporting, other than Jonathan Isaac. Malik Beasley. Oh, we had Kyshawn George go off after McDaniels. Malik Beasley, TJ McConnell, and then with the last pick, Eric Ong takes. Need a drum roll here, don't we? The tension is real. Come on, Eric. Oh, this is... He really is holding out. Surely, is he just doing this on purpose? Okay, and then it scrolled up. Vince Williams, who's out for a month. I don't know if I would have taken Vince Williams given the injury, but interesting. Let's have a look at the draft board. Now, I will get these guys on the show, I think, because we're sitting at about an hour now, so I don't want to go much longer because I know there is basketball on. So I will probably get some of these guys on my show in the next week to go through their teams and get some thoughts on other picks. We did have obviously some pretty significant value shifts, as we knew we would, now that we're a month into the season and we've had injuries and role changes and minutes and all sorts of things. So, I will get the guys on. I'll post on Twitter. I'll post the results of the draft so you can have a look, and I'll tag all of the guys so you can ask them directly. I'll roll out some shows when I get some spare time. But I'm going to let everyone get out of here. I'm going to let you go and watch some actual basketball. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep podcast. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.